Hey guys, hello guys, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome, this is Choma, your favorite girl, the natural hair advocate, the founder of Haven Beauty Cosmetics, and the founder of Natural Hair Africa. If this is your first time of joining my podcast, Haven Beauty Cosmetics is a sustainable cosmetics brand that produces hair care products for afro-textured hair using locally sourced ingredients that are eco-friendly. And Natural Hair Africa is a media platform, is a digital platform, an online platform where I teach African women how to grow a healthy natural hair with ease while living their best life. So if today is your first time of joining me, give me a high five. So welcome. So today I will be sharing with you guys things you should do in this lockdown to improve the total well-being of your natural hair. Things you should do in this pandemic period, in this pandemic lockdown, in this quarantine period, in this isolation period, to improve the total well-being of your natural hair while you are at home waiting for the day COVID-19 will be over, while you are at home waiting for the day this pandemic will be all over, will become the past. These are the things I want you to be doing as you stay at home to improve the total well-being of your natural hair. Unless you are a frontliner like doctors, nurses, you may not have all the time, but you can still do some of the things that I'm going to share on this episode, okay? So, let's go. Number one thing is to carry out a porosity test on your hair and find out the porosity level of your natural hair. Most of us that on natural hair don't really know the porosity level of their hair. As in, it's not even a joke. Some persons do not know the porosity level of their natural hair. They don't even know the right products to use. They don't even know the best hair care regimen for their hair. They are just doing what someone else is doing. Sarah is doing this. They are doing it. Amina is doing this. They are doing it. Brittany is doing this. They are doing it. They are just doing what every other person is doing. They don't have a personalized hair care regimen for their hair because they don't know the porosity level of their hair. Most of us do have a hair care regimen, but still we do not even know if what we are doing is the right thing. So one of the things to do is to carry out a porosity test on your hair and find out the porosity level of your hair. How can you be able to do this, you may be asking. I don't want this video to be long. I don't want this very episode to be too long. So I'm going to do a separate episode for porosity levels, hair types, and scalp types. I'm going to do a very different episode for it, but for today, I will stop here. So the next thing to do is create a hair care regimen for your porosity hair, for the porosity level of your hair. Maybe your hair, you find out that it's low porosity, create a hair care regimen for low porosity. You found out that high porosity, create a regimen for a high porosity, okay? So that's what to do. Okay, before I continue, how many of you listened to my last episode? The very last episode that I published before this. How did you see my story? Like, did you listen to it? What do you have to say about it? Have you experienced such? If you're married, how was the wedding hairstyle? How did it go? What went wrong on your wedding day? Have you ever had a very bad hair day on a very special day? A day that's supposed to be a very special day for you, that's supposed to look like a queen, a princess, and you're not looking good. Not that you're not looking good though. People are saying they're complimenting, they're telling you, you look so beautiful, your hair is fine. But you know yourself. You know how beautiful you used to look. You know how you love your hair. And your hair didn't turn out the way it used to be on that very day. How did you manage the emotions? How did you manage the mood? How did you manage all the things that happened on that very day? If you want to leave a comment for me, leave a message for me after listening to this particular episode. Tell me about the last episode. Tell me what you learned from it. Tell me if you've experienced what I experienced, so that it will make me share more stories, share more things with the people. So the next thing to do during this lockdown to improve the total well-being of your natural hair is to write down the necessary products and tools you need for your natural hair. Now that you know your porosity level, you've created a regimen, what are the products you need? What are the tools you need? How are you going to get them? Write them down, tick the ones that you have, and know the ones that you don't have, then budget for it. Maybe your next salary, your next business deal, you can be able to take care of them, the expenses, because this period is not a period to buy things that are not essential, like food, drugs. So you need to budget for anything that is not an essential. Though for some people, hair care and skincare are essential things to do, but this pandemic period, WHO, and here in Nigeria we have NCDC, they said these things are not essential. But for you, if it's essential for you, can get them. But if you know that you don't have much money, please, I want you to keep the one you have, keep managing the little money that you have till this whole thing is over. Now the next thing to do is to start massaging your scalp daily, every morning every night. You can be using a potent hair growth oil like Faven Beauty Cosmetics hair growth, or you can check them out on Instagram at Faven Beauty Hair Care to check the products they have. You can use their hair growth oil to do this. You can also do it without hair growth oil. The goal is to make sure that your scalp is massaged, well massaged, like you feel the heat. Gently massage it till you start feeling it. You know that there is blood circulation going on immediately. So the next thing to do is drink lots of water daily. During this period, I want you to be drinking lots of water. You're at home, you don't have any excuse. Maybe they're saying that you did not carry your water out, you did not go out with your water, you did not do this. You have all the time in this world. You're at home, you have water at home. Drink lots of water. It will help keep your hair moisturized from inside. Okay. The next thing to do is always keep your hair moisturized. Apart from taking water, as human, yes, some you're thirsty. We do go thirsty, so you need water. Exactly the same way your hair needs water. That's exactly where your hair needs water. Your hair sometimes becomes thirsty. The way you know that your hair is thirsty is when it becomes dry. And you shouldn't wait for it to be so dry before you do something, before you get it moisturized. Always have your spray bottle. What you should have inside your spray bottle is water, glycerin, few drops of oil to keep your hair moisturized, okay? Just spray water on your hair and moisturize it. Apply a leave-in conditioner after that, sealing the moisture with oil or butter, whatever. It depends on your porosity level, to keep your hair moisturized. When you do this in the morning, cover your hair with satin bonnet, keep it in a protective slime, cover with satin bonnet. You find that in the evening, your hair will still be moisturized without drying out. So that is it. The next thing to do is abstain from excessive manipulation by keeping your hair in twist. I just said that while you're at home, you will be tempted to be touching your hair because you have nothing doing, okay? But don't fall for this. Keep your hair, after moisturizing your hair in the morning, keep your hair in the twist. Like you can just divide, section your hair into two and keep the both sides in twist, two strands twist separately, and cover your hair with a satin bonnet to prevent, to avoid touching your hand on your hair or trying to pull your hair. like me, whenever I'm idle, I don't have anything doing, I start touching my hair. So that is it. The next thing to do is wash your hair every 2 weeks. Now that you're at home, you have all the time in this world to take care of your hair on wash days. You don't have anywhere you're going to. You're not rushing to work on Saturday morning. You have all the time in this world to wash your hair. You're not rushing to your business place. You're not rushing to your business office. You're at home. Every 2 weeks, pre-pull your hair and wash your hair. Condition your, you can use a rinse and conditioner to do that. You can even do co-washing, it depends on what you want. But make sure that your hair and scalp is not dirty. Always keep your hair. The next thing is to incorporate herbal rinse into your regimen. What do I mean by herbal rinse? Herbal rinse is an instance, let me give you an instance. Like we have hibiscus tea, we have neem tea, we have green tea. Herbal rinse is after washing your hair, you boil a herbal tea and use the water to rinse out your hair. Simple. You don't need to dry it, just allow it to air dry. You are good to go. If you do this consistently for like 3 months, you see that your hair will stop cutting, your hair will stop breaking, your hair will stop losing, you stop losing hair, and you'll find that your hair will become fuller. It really helps a lot. So incorporate this into your regimen now that you're at home. It will really help you. When the lockdown will be over, you find out that your hair has added volume and length. Okay. The next thing to do is to incorporate herbal mask into your regimen. What I mean by herbal mask, you can do hibiscus herbal mask, you can be neem leaf herbal mask, you can do moringa herbal mask, just the powder form of the leaves. Of these leaves, you can mix it with honey, mix it with ordinary water, you can even mix it with green tea and apply on your hair, cover it with shower cap, allow it to stay for 5 minutes before you rinse it out. These are herbal masks, these are ways to do herbal masks, and they really work. I'm telling you, they even work better than all these chemicals, all these cosmetics that we use. There is nothing like herbs. You can even do onion. I'm going to do a separate episode on onions, how to use onion to grow your hair. It's very, very effective. I'm telling you, these are secrets I've kept for a long time. I don't like sharing. I'm not saying that I hoard knowledge, but I don't like sharing things without seeing that they really actually work. Okay, so I've seen this that it works, and I'm going to share it with you guys so you can try it out. The next thing to do is to eat foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals that aid hair growth. I think one of my episodes I mentioned vitamins and minerals that aid hair growth. I mentioned B complex vitamins. I mentioned vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C. I mentioned minerals like silica, selenium, iron, zinc, magnesium, and etc. So these things are vitamins and minerals that actually aid hair growth. So whatever you are doing, you are eating, you are snacking on, make sure they contain these nutrients. Stop eating junks, stop eating lots of sugar, okay? They won't help your hair. They won't help your hair. So the next thing is wear your satin bonnet to bed always. For me, even when I'm not going to bed, as far as I'm at home, why should I leave my hair? I don't have any visitor. I'll just moisturize my hair and cover your satin bonnet. I'm good to go. And I get my work done. Even help me to prevent touching my hair and pulling my hair. I always pull my hair. Someone said it's a disorder. Yes, I know. But I don't want to believe that is what is happening to me. Yes, I don't want to believe that I'm having a mental disorder. I'm going to share this with you guys in another episode. How many things have I said I'm going to share in separate episodes? Oh my God! Content is everywhere now. So content is everywhere. What I'm going to share with you guys, I can count like 3 or 4 now. So I have a lot to share with you people, my family.
in my next episode, maybe not the immediate next, maybe just keep tab with me, but I'm going to share this mental disorder of pulling hair and how it has really affected me. I'm going to share it with you guys, and you, so that you can be able to know if you are going through that and know how to take care of it. Okay, I've been trying to be conscious of myself. I've been trying so much to intentionally stop it. Yes, I'm trying. Each time my hand touches my hair, I'll just take it down. Okay, I'm trying to do this intentionally, and it's really working. So I'm going to share the mental disorder with you guys and how you can take care of it, because I believe that most people, did I share it on Facebook? Most people are telling that they do experience that, that they're going through that too, but they didn't know that it's a disorder. Yeah, they didn't know. So I'm going to share it with you people. So the next thing on my list is what? Relax as much as you can. For like 3 days now, I've not been able to do so much. I've been relaxing. Apart from creating content on my phone, on my two phones, I've not been able to do any hard house chore in this house, in this apartment. I've just been creating content. I've not been able to do anything that, should I say, stressing me? No, I don't want to say that, because even creating content stresses my brain. My intelligence, even my emotions. Yeah, like the last episode that I published, oh my god, I wasn't at the point I felt emotional. I remember all the things that happened in my relationship, I felt bad again. Okay, but it's fine, it's fine. So creating content is stressful too, though you don't have to do physical activities, but you're doing more of mental activities. Okay, the next thing to do, before I continue, let me share with you guys what I've been going through recently. I've been down, but the thing is, I don't like being negative around people. I like being positive, being more positive vibes. I've been sick and down because of indigestion. I don't know how it came about, but I'm a little bit relieved at this point, because someone, a doctor prescribed that I should take a glass, that each time I'm experiencing this, I should try taking a glass of lemonade, and it has been working for me, but the experience has not been funny, it has not been funny. The experience of, you eat, it should just be choking you, at the upper part of your abdomen, at your chest, at your heart, as if the food is trying to come out from your mouth, and you are trying your best to try to push it down, and it's not working. You take lots of water, it's not going down. It has really been difficult for me. Going through this has not been funny, and I'm not finding it funny at all. So this is what I've been going through recently. So I said, let me share with you guys. Let me know if there is anything that you know I should do to stop this, because I can't afford to be stay hospital at this point. I don't want to take that risk because of COVID-19 pandemic. We have there are lots of people that are going around with this this virus, but we don't know. So I don't want to go. I don't want to be stay hospital and get mixed up with people that I don't even know their status. Okay, so if you know anything that I can do at home to stop this, please do let me know. So the next thing is do inversion method and other forms of yoga that helps care growth daily. I don't know how I'm going to, I wish there is a way I can do an episode for inversion method on my podcast, but I don't think it's going to work. It can only work with visual, and this is an audio platform. I wish it's a visual platform. I've done a video and shown you guys how you can do inversion method yoga exercise to aid head growth, but it's very simple. The way you do it is you bend down, you kneel down, and now bend with your head forward forwardly, not backwardly. Just be bending forwardly so your head touches the floor together with your hand. Your hand will also be placed on the floor. Wait for like 4 minutes before you change the position. That's how to do inversion method. The goal is to help blood go down your scalp, circulate down your scalp, so that it can be able to reach your follicles and your hair be able to grow. That's the thing. That's how to do yoga. That's how to do inversion method yoga. So it improves hair growth because it helps the circulation of blood around your scalp. So this is a very good, effective way of growing your hair. You can be doing it. It's really, really helpful. The next thing to do is to try out hot oil treatment. I don't know if you've done hot oil treatment in a long run now. When was the last time you did a hot oil treatment? How did it go? You know it has been long. So this is an opportunity to try it out again. I will recommend you use palm kernel oil. African black palm kernel oil is really, really nice for this kind of treatment. When I started growing natural hair, that was the oil I was using for hot oil. In fact, till date, that black palm kernel oil is still my best go-to oil. I can't trade palm kernel oil for any other oil. I don't care if it's argan oil, coconut oil, almond oil, this, that. No matter the price itself, nothing beats palm kernel oil for my hair. Nothing. No oil comes close. Palm kernel oil is still my best oil. So I recommend you try it out with palm kernel oil and tell me how it turns out. The next thing you should try during this lockdown is to deep condition your hair. Do this every 2 weeks. If your hair is breaking, you can try out a protein treatment, but make sure you balance it with moisturizing conditioner. Okay, so deep conditioning your hair helps to feed your hair with nutrients that it needs, apart from the one you're eating, you're ingesting orally. You're supposed to be feeding your hair topically with nutrients that it needs, and you can achieve this by herbal treatments, deep conditioning, hot oil treatment, pre-pooing. So many ways you can do this, and deep conditioning is a very essential thing to do in natural hair care. The next thing, the last but not the least on my list is trim the tips of your hair. If you haven't done that in the last 2 months, you know, before this COVID-19, you've been busy working so hard trying to make 2020 your best year, the most productive year of your life, and life happened. COVID-19 came. Now you are at home. Why not try trimming the tips of your hair? Because I don't think you've done it for a long time now. So this is the best time to do this. Try it out. You can even get a neighbor to help you, a sister to help you, or just keep a mirror before you and try it out yourself. Yeah, because when you don't trim your hair, the tips of your hair, and you have split ends, when you are combing your hair, or when you are styling your hair, or when you are brushing your hair, you find out that they will be breaking. And when they are breaking, your hair, the ones that are good are going down with them together. So to prevent loss of hair, excessive breakage, I will advise that you trim your hair this period, this pandemic period. So these are the things I think you should do in this lockdown period to improve the total well-being of your natural hair. This is all I want to share with you guys today on this episode. Thank you for listening. I love you. Tell me what you want me to share next time. I promise to share types of hair types, scalp types, different porosity levels and their features, and how to test the porosity level. I promise that. I also promise to share the mental disorder of pulling your hair on another episode. There's another thing I said I'm going to share with you guys. I've forgotten, but when I'm done with this, I think I will be able to remember what I promised. So if there is anything you want me to share on my upcoming episodes, please send me anything on WhatsApp. at +234 8092 717918. +234 8092 717918. Or you can send me a message on Instagram at Natural Hair Advocate and at Fervent Beauty Hair Care. I'm using the both Instagram handles. One is for my personal brand, the other is for my business. So send me a message on any of the two, I will get it, okay? And if there is anything you want me to know, maybe your own story you want me to share on my podcast, or maybe there is a product you want me to feature for you on my podcast, just send me a message. I will do that for you. As far as you are my listener, I will do it. So thank you for listening. I love you guys. Bye. See you on my next episode. Bye.